Oh, well, welcome back, listeners. As seen by or through our posters on social media, I'm actually joined with the by that is now David Heimbody and Ellen Gray Fellow, as he shares his journey on this unique fellowship program. And the Ellen Gray Orbis Foundation Namibia was actually established in the year 2009 as part of their founders, Minister Ellen Gray, vision to actually make a sustainable long-term contribution to Namibia by nurturing the emerging entrepreneurial potential. And the foundation supports and that is initiatives have positively impacted Namibian youth by fostering educational and entrepreneurial growth, particularly for those for those from disadvantaged backgrounds. But to speak to us regarding this scholarship initiative or program is David. Good morning, David. How are you?
Good morning, Erta. Good morning to the listeners.
Yes. So how is everything this morning before we get into that conversation?
No, everything is fine. No complaints, really. Yeah. The weather is cool inside, so no complaints.
Yeah. All right, David, while we are on that note, speak to us about who you are. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I'm here to talk about the Ellen Gray Foundation, but just a bit of a background on myself. Mm-hmm. I don't want to reveal my age now, but I'm...
okay.
But I'm a young man. I just recently qualified now as a chartered accountant. I'm a manager at one of the big four audit firms. Mm-hmm. Yes, and on that note, I'm also then a beneficiary of the Ellen Gray Orbis Foundation. Mm-hmm. So I went to university at Rhodes University, and then I finished my CA journey, qualifying in Namibia. And then, yeah, I'm also an entrepreneur as well. So I also have a couple of small businesses that I'm also doing. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Quite good. I think that is enough, as much as it was short and brief, enough to motivate young Namibians out there that, hey, you can always become an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that is now. What is entrepreneurship? If I have to ask you this before I continue, because a lot of people will be like, then what is entrepreneurship? Does it mean me having a small tuck shop? That's entrepreneurship.
No, entrepreneurship. It's just the act of solving problems, honestly, for profit. Mm-hmm. So it could be not necessarily for profit, but for social profit as well.
So, yeah.
I see it as being a problem solver in the community, or providing a service, or and that you get financial reward for it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and just an additional point that I wanted to make as well. I'm from Congo as well. Mm-hmm. So yeah, just if the English disappears, then you know already what the reason is.
I'm pretty sure that people from Congo are like, yes, there's someone representing us. Yes. So yeah. Anyways, now what is this fellowship opportunity that you've gotten from Ellen Gray?
So when I was in high school, in primary school, an opportunity came by for the Ellen Gray Orbis Foundation. So they asked me, what do I want to become when I grow up? And then I said I wanted to be a businessman like my dad. And on that note, the Ellen Gray Orbis Foundation took me through high school. So I went to Delta High School. They covered my tuition costs, all of that. Mm-hmm. And they covered my tuition costs as well at university up until today. Mm-hmm. So the opportunity is it's an opportunity to provide, to create high impact entrepreneurs within the Southern African landscape. Mm-hmm. And yes, so that I'm a beneficiary of that opportunity. So you get groomed into being a well-rounded, high-impact entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Yes, and a professional as well.
So you could see this already unfolding at a very young age.
Yes, and yeah, I always wanted to be in this space, and that's why I also went into the accounting sphere, because accounting is a language of business. Mm-hmm. Yes, so that's why I follow that career path as well.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, listeners, before me and David move on, I just want to let you know that you can reach us, that is from 15 minutes past the hour, 7 o'clock, through, that is, our line, 0832-888-401. 0832-888-401. Should you have any questions regarding this fellowship opportunity that David has actually or is a testimony of. Meanwhile, David, also, what are the benefits of this fellowship?
The benefits of the fellowship is that they obviously they cover your tuition. So mm-hmm. it's unfortunately it's only at the South African universities. Mm-hmm. All the permanent universities I can mention: UJ, Stellenbosch, UCT, Rhodes, Nelson Mandela, mm-hmm. UKZN, all of those. So it's to study any field of your choice, mm-hmm. commerce, science, engineering, except now medicine and veterinary science, because obviously once you qualify and become a doctor or a veterinary, you only then have a practice that you employ, maybe a secretary or someone else. So it's open to the other fields, excluding medicine now. Mm-hmm. And you get your tuition fully paid, you get your accommodation fully paid, you receive a monthly allowance, you receive a book allowance, you receive your transport costs to come and go, you have psychological support, that you have a psychologist that you talk to, and you're also part of this community of fellows that you mm-hmm. that you can then resonate with and grow with, basically. Yeah.
All right. So parents out there and students, this is an opportunity for you, for your child to actually be able to enjoy the benefits that David right here has also just enjoyed through Ellen Gray. But to just steal some of his minutes, the scholarship fellowship program actually stands as a testament to its mission to develop a high impact, responsible entrepreneurs. And Namibians who have received this fellowship have not only received financial assistance, but have also benefited from invaluable leadership development, mentoring, and also exposure to entrepreneurial opportunities. In addition, fellows have access to funding from the foundation to start businesses. To date, 23 fellows actually now completed the 4-year honors academic program at the university and also simultaneously completed entrepreneurship and leadership training. Now, David, back to you. Mm-hmm. Do you pay back this money?
Unfortunately, you don't pay back the money. So it's a social investment. So Ellen Gray Limited, the company, mm-hmm. Invest a percentage of their profits after tax go into the CSR initiative. And how you pay back the money is by starting businesses and creating employment and solving societal problems in the country. So once you qualify and you finish the 4-year program, then you have access to go to venture capital, and then you go there with a proposal and they actually fund whatever business you'd like to start. So there's no initiative or there's no incentive for you to pay back the money. But you can pay back perhaps by helping out with the recruitment process or coming to do radio interviews right now. Yeah.
Mm. And that's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I believe that there are some young people out there who are like, yo, okay. So there's something like this going on and there's something like this happening in the country. Where have these people been? Those are practically the questions that people are asking now, because, you know, with you mentioning that you have to give back, this is actually, let me say, Ellen Gray giving back to the communities.
Yes.
And we have this issue of the high unemployment rate in the country, and you've actually spoken about employment. You have being a fellow or beneficiary of this program or this fellowship or opportunity that you've gotten, and then you're able to go out there and study and come back. Meaning that with the small businesses that you've mentioned that you are venturing in, you're actually able to provide employment to 2-3 or even more people.
Yes, I currently have 4 people on my payroll.
Yes, you know, that's a big difference, because those are the 4 people can actually feed the next 4, mm-hmm. and the next 4 can share the little or the leftovers with the other 4, yeah. meaning that at least up to 12 people in the community have been taken care of.
Yes.
All right. And anyways, now what is the venture capital?
So the venture capital is now the funding opportunity that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. So it's an opportunity for a fellow. So once you've completed the entire academic 4 years, mm-hmm. and then you're also groomed into you complete the entrepreneurial leadership, and then you qualify you graduate as a fellow, and then you have access to this pool of capital that you can then access to fund mm-hmm. whatever business you would like to start. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Are there any specific type of businesses that the whole fellowship or Ellen Gray is expecting one to look into after benefiting from this fellowship?
No, there's no specific businesses that mm-hmm. they're looking into. As long as it's a business that is solving societal problems, creating employment, and yeah. So it could be business in tech, it could be a social entrepreneurship business, it could be whatever industry, tourism, but then it just has to be something substantial that makes an impact in the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And David, mm-hmm. are you growing up within if I can put it this way, within the corners of Allan Gray, are you being able to benefit from this fellowship program? What are the moments that you can actually reflect back to that you can share with us that have actually inspired you?
Okay. So I've been on the fellowship for most of my life. So I joined when I was in grade 7, and I've been with them now substantially the majority of my life. But what I've enjoyed mostly is, I think apart from the rigorous selection process not to get the scholarship, because the first time that I was out of the country or mm-hmm. on a plane, we had to go to the selection camp. It was done in Maropeng in Johannesburg. And it was within a group of very smart fellow students at the time.
Uh-huh.
And then also so throughout the journey as well, you get to meet a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people making waves within the Southern African space. So uh-huh. the likes of Theo Baloy, the founder of Batu Shoes, and a lot others that I got to meet through the Allan Gray Obis Foundation. You get to be part of a community of really incredible people. Yeah, so that's basically the people that you're surrounded with that I can take away from this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Callers or listeners, just motivating you to actually call. That's why I'm like, call us. Anyways, you can reach us in studio on 083-288-401, 083-288-401. Should you want to be part of this conversation or either want to find out about how one can grab on or find or get such an opportunity such as that David has gotten, where he actually finished, or what did you say you studied? Chartered accountant.
Yes, chartered accountancy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Meanwhile, we'll be going for a short commercial break. Stay tuned. I'll be back with you shortly.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth.
Welcome back, listeners. Now I see that we have got a caller on the line. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I'm doing great, ma'am. Who are we speaking to?
Are you speaking to Lee?
Yes, Miss Lee.
Good morning, David.
Good morning, Lee.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, thank you. I wanted to say thank you for coming through and actually sharing, about the Allan Gray Scholarship. It's quite a good initiative. And I feel like for myself, I think one of the first time that I'm hearing about the scholarship. And it's quite a good initiative, because if you compare it to other scholarships, right, you mentioned the venture capital. And I think that is one thing that stands out, or that makes it stand out compared to other scholarships. I myself am a beneficiary of the Petro Fund Scholarship, and I think the Allan Gray just goes an extra mile when it introduced the venture capital model. And for that, I would like to applaud the Allan Gray, and I would like to applaud you for actually coming out and sharing that information with the nation. I wanted to just find out, so what are the other benefits that makes this scholarship stand out compared to the others? You know, there's the Chevening, Petra Fund, the Bank of Namibia, all of these companies through the CSR also have scholarship. But what makes you think the Allan Gray stands out? And what are some of those, the requirements and the criteria the youth need to look out for when applying? Do they need a strong motivation? Do they need a mentor? You know, what are some of these things that we need to look out for when we are applying for the Ellen Gray Scholarship. So okay. Those are my two questions. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much, Lee. So, thank you very much as well for the nice words that you have to say about the Ellen Gray Obers Foundation as well. So what makes the Ellen Gray Obers Foundation stand out, apart from the fact that now you have access to this venture capital, it's once you graduate as a fellow, it's for a lifetime. So you have lifetime access to this capital. You have lifetime access to this network of high impact entrepreneurs that you can access. And yes, this is what makes it stand apart, because then most of the companies require you to go and work for them or pay back the money. Even if you don't make it in your academics, you're required to pay back the money. But that's not the case with the Ellen Gray Obers Foundation as well. And the applications are now currently open. So you can apply on the application form is online. So it's quite a lengthy application form in which you are asked about a lot of maybe initiatives you've done, how you think. And then also there's also certain academic requirements. So we take the best of the best learners, but academics just plays a part. So we ask for 60% average in mathematics for grade 11, and then also 70% average, okay? And then 70% for AS levels, just the mid-year results that we ask for. So that's basically the application process. Now it's currently open. It's closing on the 4th of August. But the application itself also filters, and for you to motivate and say why what kind of a person you are. And afterwards, you go for the interviews, and then you go for the selection camp as well. So it's quite a rigorous process. And with that, you also need guidance. So for you to apply for this, you should also then have initiatives and have something to talk about in your interview and in your scholarship about how you demonstrated leadership and where you see yourself, even in your career, a field that you want to study, how it's going to contribute to the development of the country as well. And that will be a motivating factor. But apart from that, if anyone needs guidance on how to apply for the application, there's contact numbers available as well that you can reach out to. Yes, but yeah.
Are you there, ma'am?
I am listening.
Are you satisfied with the answer?
Very happy. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for coming through.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.
All right, David, you've just, received an applaud from the caller right there. And she actually stating that what Ellen Gray is offering is actually far beyond what she has experienced herself through the scholarship she had, which is quite a good news. And you actually speaking about what you've just mentioned, one of the requirements. But before we go ahead, I see that we have a caller on the line. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you, ma'am?
Oh, good. And yourself?
We are doing great. What is your contribution? What questions do you have to actually ask David?
So I just currently finished my Cambridge exams, and I was listening to the radio, and I'm quite interested in the scholarship. I just wanted to know, is the scholarship only applicable to some universities, or is it all universities in SA?
Okay. To answer your question, the scholarship is only applicable to some of the universities. So it's we have partner universities in South Africa. So I'm just going to list them for you. It's Wits. UJ, University of Johannesburg, University of Cape Town, Nelson Mandela University, Rhodes University, University of Western Cape, Stellenbosch University, University of Pretoria, University of Free State, or University of KwaZulu-Natal. So it's those from those universities that I just listed. But all of the information is also available on the application form. And it's also then available on the Ellen Gray website as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it seems like we have people out there that really want to also, grab or actually get such an opportunity such as that you have received from Ellen Gray. But is there anything that you can actually share with us about this specific scholarship, especially that is for the you've mentioned that you've been with Ellen Gray ever since you were in primary school.
Yes.
Are there still opportunities for those in these lower grades?
Okay. So unfortunately, for the lower grades, so there's a scholarship that runs, mm-hmm. and the scholarship is to make the playing field fair for when you apply for this fellowship. The fellowship is what happens now in university. Mm. So it was usually targeted for people who don't have access to like good quality high schools.
Mm.
And that now the main aim of the scholarship was to create a pipeline for people to apply for the fellowship. But unfortunately, the recipients of the scholarship were not making it through
mm-hmm.
for various reasons into the fellowship. So that has unfortunately now been discontinued. But it's still happening in South Africa. But for Namibia, Swaziland, and Eswatini, sorry, and Botswana, the scholarship is no longer applicable, or it's no longer available. Only the universities.
Yeah. Good morning, caller. How are you? We are doing great. Any contributions or questions to Mr. David?
Yes, contributions. I just like to ask David. David, in Ellen Gray, if for example I'm not good in English, but I'm so long in the business, can maybe I qualify on mature age if it's possible?
Okay. All right. Yeah. So
I'm gonna listen to the radio fine.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So yes, thank you very much for the question. It's a very valid question. So unfortunately, the scholarship is not open for people who are older than the age of 21 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So if you're older than 21 years, and unfortunately you cannot apply. So yeah, that answers the question. And then also that's basically it.
So this is basically for people below the age of 21. Listeners, it's for the young people who are, you said grade 11.
Yes, grade 11. But also if you're in university, at one of the universities that I listed above, if you're in your first or your second year, you can then still apply.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. And the contact details?
So I think the easiest thing that anyone can do, the application forms are available online. So you can just Google Ellen Gray Obers Foundation
mm-hmm.
fellowship application. Then you will be able to find the application form there. You can do it manually or you can do it online. It's also available online. And then the contact details, there's a WhatsApp number that you can reach out on. It's 081-306-5510.
Mm-hmm.
And then also 061-258-214. Those are the numbers for the Ellen Gray offices. They're just here by Am Weinberg in Kleinwinduk. Kleinwinduk. So you can also send an email then at ebn@ellengrayobers.org. And then, but then if you Google, all of this information is available online as well. And then, but then you can also reach out to the, there's also a social media page
mm-hmm.
On Instagram and then on Facebook for the foundation.
Yeah.
So then you can also get the contact details on there as well, or the links to the website if you are looking to apply.
All right. David, I have two questions for you, mainly from some of our listeners. And the question is, looking at your journey
mm-hmm.
and what you actually gained, do you perhaps recommend such fellowships to be actually normalized by every company to actually offer these kind of opportunities to, that is, students out here in the country?
Yes, definitely. This scholarship has changed my life, basically. So my parents say they've been unemployed for 38 years now, but I wouldn't have had the education that I've had had it not been for the Ellen Gray Obers Foundation. I wouldn't have been distinguishable
mm-hmm.
in terms of my thinking and everything else if it was not for the scholarship. So I actually recommend that most companies have this opportunity whereby they give to the community without necessarily
mm-hmm.
Having to want something in return, or but for the greater good of the development of the country as well. So I would definitely recommend this, that companies do it. I think, I'm not sure whether it's still in continuous, but our former First Lady, Ms. Monica Kangos, had a similar initiative whereby she also placed high school learners at different
universities.
Not universities, but high schools.
High schools, okay.
Yeah, but
Yeah. All right. Now, with many kids who opt for basic courses and to actually study inside the country because of affordability, will you actually suggest multinational companies or big corporates to give out more bursaries? That's the last question for the day.
Yes. No, definitely. Because most of the hindrance that stops people from completing their studies is mostly finances.
Mm.
And it's just not finances in terms of tuition as well. It's in terms of the support. So sometimes you have mental health struggles. Sometimes you just need maybe an allowance.
Mm-hmm.
Or it's just not about you having your tuition paid, but also you being a well-rounded individual. So I would suggest for multinational companies to perhaps adopt the same model as well. And then that will... If this every company would do this, you can just imagine the influx of high impact entrepreneurs that can flow into into the country, or that can grow into the country, and then how many companies they can start and how many jobs they can create, and
of
course. And how that'll replicate. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, the applications now are currently open, and they close on the 4th of August. So anyone can reach out on the website and then apply. And then, they can then make use of this opportunity. Yeah.
All right. Lastly, as an Alan Gray, a fellow or beneficiary of this fellowship program, tell us one nice thing about Alan Gray.
So, with Alan Gray, you're sorted.
Yeah.
You're sorted for life. So that's the one thing that they really take care of you as an individual. As I can say, I came in grade 7, and I've been with them for the longest time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're well taken care of, and your needs are well met.
Mm-hmm.
And they look at you as an individual, as not just as a statistic, as like a beneficiary. They really take good care of you. And the fact that you get to contribute so well to other fellows or other candidate fellows, it's remarkable.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one good thing about the Alan Gray Obus Foundation, that it allows you to be yourself as well. That's why they do not want you to study a specific field. Even if you want to study humanities or arts or whatever field you want to study,
mm-hmm.
yes, as long as you can demonstrate how your degree is going to help the country develop.
All right, listeners, the slogan is "You are sorted" with Alan Gray. And those are not my words. That's from David. And thank you very much, David, for coming through.
Yes.
And actually just coming through to explain or to share your journey with our listeners. Of course, most of our listeners are parents. Yeah. So I'm very sure that many of them will actually be looking into this and perhaps try and see if they can get this specific opportunity for their own students and learners as well. But thank you very much for making time to come through. And yes, thank you to Alan Gray for the opportunity. And that's from us from Eagle FM.
Yes.
Because we actually look into the issues of that is high unemployment or youth unemployment in the country. And you having stated that these people are actually looking for entrepreneurs, or they are going to build you into that specific person. It's quite good. And you yourself being an entrepreneur, I'm very sure that someone out there, 2, 3, 4, 5 people have been inspired by your story.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much, Heta, for having me as well.
All right.
Eagle FM.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, listeners, that is what we are getting right there. But it's time for me to log off. I'll leave you in the hands of my colleague, Michael Mesa, who'll be taking you through Unpicking the Day. It's adios from me and David.
Okay, bye everyone.